commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The Wausau Water Works is asking for another big rate hike. They've filed paperwork with the Public Service Commission to allow them to increase their revenue by 32%. The last time the Water Works had a full rate review, the average water bill went up by 15%. Wausau Water Works is blaming this on the harsh winter. There were more than 30 water main breaks from the extreme cold. That also led to an increase in overtime and in the chemicals used to treat the water that was leaking into the streets. They should be turned down with a flat-out no. The tone deafness and the mismanagement at the water department is shocking. To start, it's possible that they simply don't listen to the news on the radio or have very poor communication with the governor's office. That's the only explanation for how they wouldn't know that Scott Walker has applied for federal disaster aid to cover infrastructure damage from the winter cold. So they're asking for an increase before even knowing whether their costs will be covered by the feds. Now, surely if the rate increase is approved first, they won't be refunding the money if the disaster grant comes through. The department bragged that they are becoming more efficient. They now coordinate with the city on road projects. When a street is being repaved, they take advantage of that ditch to put in new water lines. Now, wow, I know nothing about public utility projects, but I could have figured that one out myself. Instead of bragging about the obvious, let's have an accounting about how many newly paved streets were torn up for a second time for water projects before someone had this revelation. Next, the rate increases in part to cover local incompetence. Last winter, there was a mystery water main break that at first wasn't noticed and then took days to locate. No one's explained how something like this could happen. Certainly someone within the department would have noticed a dramatic increase in water that's flowing through the system. Locating and recognizing the problem should have taken hours and not days. This was eventually traced to a remote area where water was literally free-flowing into a marshy ditch. What incentive do they have to find these problems quickly, when ultimately their costs can be passed on to ratepayers? And lastly, this is the same waterworks that requested a double-digit increase last time. At the same time, the department was sending their managers and the mayor to the annual waterworks conference. What's our first clue that these conferences are more about fun than business? Well, several people, including the mayor, brought their spouses along, paid for out of their own pockets. The Wausau Water Works should have virtually zero travel expense. Assure the public that all the wasteful, unnecessary spending is eliminated before fleecing us. This is a department that needs to live within its means instead of expecting the public to blindly accept double-digit hikes every time they file a rate request.